This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Today's breakfast is sponsored by Dr. Asaf Tzvi Klein in honor of all the mishtatfim in the shir. Thank you for everyone for participating. We want to thank Rav Gordon Zitzel Talevi for picking up the breakfast again. Yeah. Okay, so we're continuing in the Sefer Shina Halachais. We're up to Simen Beis. We're up to Ois Chav Zayin. Ois Chav Zayin. Says, again, the Shina Halachais is Reb Chaim Knievsky, who's basically gleaning and plucking out from the words of the Mechaber Ramah Mishnah Berura, you know, the Tamtzis Hadvarim. So the Ois Chav Zayin, Yichase Kol Gufay, one should cover their whole body. This is because of the Midah of Tznius. V'lo Yelech Yachef, one should not walk barefoot. You should not walk barefoot. Obviously, if you're walking in the street, on the sidewalk, it's not a good idea to walk barefoot. Because over here, even on the corner, there's glass, you know. So it's not a good idea to walk barefoot. But even in your house, you should not walk barefoot. Why? Because your body should be covered. One should sell everything they have to buy shoes. Shoes are very valuable. In fact, some of the Poskim write, the reason why the bracha on shoes is sha'asali called sarki is because since you have to sell everything to buy shoes, so if you have shoes, that means you have everything. Because otherwise you wouldn't have had anything because you've had to sell it to buy the shoes. But if you live in Saudi Arabia, if you live in Arab countries, Shadarkan Leilach Yachif, where it's a derech to go barefoot, or maybe even in Israel, where you could be a member of the Knesset, but still, it's important to show people what your toenails look like. Mutter, it's permitted. So if you live in a country where people wear, what are they? The flip-flops. Again, because of the heat, then you're allowed to walk barefoot. V'moysim ishim tshuva al-vanoysim mutter. Let's say you are in a process of tshuva. Let's say, you know, a person says, one time I might have brought a phone into the Beis HaMedrash, so I have to do tshuva. So from now on, I'm going to walk barefoot wherever I go. So you see a guy, he's in great adventures. Why is he? And he's barefoot. Why? He's doing tshuva. So then it's permitted. If you're doing tshuva, you could walk around without shoes. Okay, Sifkatan Chavches. Yivdoik Nekavav.
Like in America, where there's just a diverse of people, some people flip-flops and some people...
I think even in America, the usual standard of dress is to wear shoes. Most people wear shoes. Most people wear shoes, you gotta cover your feet. I mean, in the streets of Manhattan, you wanna know if it degenerated to that point, where most people are not... I mean, yeah.
Shoes are like sandals that should expose toes.
Your feet have to be covered. I mean, however, most people's feet are covered, I think. Go into CVS. Most people, their feet are covered. So most people follow Roiv. Now, there's also a concept, maybe we're not... If you have prutzim, maybe they don't go into the equation. But even without that, I think even today most people cover their feet. Yivdoik nekavav. You have to check your orifices, which means like this. You wake up in the morning, I run to shul. Do you have to go to the bathroom? Do you not have to go to the bathroom? I don't know. I didn't really take a moment and pause and feel, do I have to go to the bathroom? No. Before you daven, you need to actively check. Yivdoik nekavav, you should check your orifices. Vim badak, if you checked, vein et sarachata, and you don't need to go to the bathroom, nikro gufnaki, it's cold, you have a clean body. So clean body doesn't mean you went to the bathroom. Clean body means you went to the bathroom or you checked yourself and you don't have to go to the bathroom. V'chalilala, now you'll say, okay, I checked, but maybe I should really check. And maybe I should just wait until I go, and then I'll daven. No, V'chalila la'acher shuv avur zezman kriya shema yafil rak tefillah b'tzibur. Chalila, to delay the zman kriya shema or even tefillah b'tzibur because you want to actually go to the bathroom. Meaning you actually want to relieve yourself before you daven. If you either relieve yourself or you check yourself, and right now I don't have to, so then you're set to daven. However, we're going to learn that if somebody has an urge to go to the bathroom, they should not daven. How strong of an urge? If you can't hold it in 72 minutes, of course you can't daven. But even if you could hold it in, right now I feel that in 3 hours I'm going to have to go to the bathroom. You shouldn't daven. You should go to the bathroom. I feel in 3 hours you should make a bracha. You should always take care of your needs, even with the smallest urge. But if you sort of check yourself and you don't have any urge, so you're good.
At the expense of not davening with a minyan, you're going to miss Shmoneh Esrei with that?
You mean you have an urge to go in, let's say, 3 hours?
Or even a small, you know, a small urge at that point. You're just saying Ashrei. You feel like you're going to
So that's a good question. How strong does the urge have to be? That's a good question.
In the same vein during reading.
In Be'emsa, this is Simon Sadi base. In Be'emsa Tfilasa Nisara Lai Taiva. Your Mil Shmoneh Esrei? Oh, 1 second. Hayatzarch Linakava Val Yisbalo. Vim Nisbalo Tfilasa Tayeva. Vitzarch Lachso Isbalo. You have to go to the bathroom and you daven, you gotta daven again. So that's if you can't hold it in 72 minutes. I could hold it in 3 hours. Even if you're going to miss minyan, better to miss minyan, even if you feel, you know what, in 3 hours I think I'm going to have to go. Better to miss minyan. But if you're going to miss Zman Tefillah, says Magen Avraham, you're allowed to daven if you could hold it in 72 minutes. We'll get into this more when we get to Siman Sadi Beis. Fine. However, the last halach in Siman Beis is Yargil Atzmoy Lifnois Boiker Va'erev Shuzuz V'Nikias. It's a good habit to defecate in the morning and in the evening. It's considered energetic and clean practice. And I think the doctors would also say it's a healthy, twice a day, it's a good, healthy practice. We're not going to take polls right now, but that is it's a good amount. But if you checked yourself and you don't have to go, then you're good to go for tefillah. Siman Gimel, Hanhogas Beis HaKisei. How should you act in the bathroom? Now this is, I think, a very, very important siman. Obviously, this is something that comes up all the time. You know, people spend a lot of time learning Hilchos Chanukah. It's only 8 days a year. But Hilchos Beis HaKisei could be 8 times a day, you know? And people spend learning Hilchos Prisbol B'Iyun. Beautiful. But it's only Nagia once in 7 years. But you need to know how to go to the bathroom. Now, especially in the, you know, there's this new invention, it's called cell phones. And in the Beis HaKisei, people, they're busy on it. But what if you get a call? Are you allowed to talk in the bathroom? Sometimes you go into a public bathroom, people are having these vikuchim, conversations. Are you allowed to talk in the bathroom? So we can see, according to the baseline halacha, it is prohibited to talk in the bathroom. We'll see if we get up to the big shaila. Rabbi Avadya Yosef wrote a epic tshuva in Chelek Ches, Siman Aleph. about talking on a telephone in the bathroom. But let's begin. Number one, Hamasha Nekavav Oiver Mishum Baal Teshaktsu. One who delays, one who holds in defecating, is Oiver, do not make yourself disgusting. But if you hold in urinating, Vahamasha Liktanim Oiver Gamkin Mishum Loya Akar, it could cause someone to become sterile. So actually, somebody could be violating two lavin by holding in urinating. There were people who held in because of the shear. This halacha, Reb Chaim says, that one is over a lavin for holding in to go to the bathroom is if you're really pushing to hold it in, not if you just have an urge and you don't go right away. Now, Baal Teshaktsu L'Chayra is a... Let's see. This is very interesting. Is a chiddush to me. Let's say somebody is under the chuppah. So, I just learned you can't say a bracha if you have to go to the bathroom. And I can't even do shemei koinah. Wait a second. I have to go to the bathroom. It's gonna be a little embarrassing, no?
Chassan.
What?
Chassan.
Yeah, the chassan. I'm saying the chassan. That's what I'm saying, the chassan. So the guy, the nephew with the squeaky voice, is going to get up to sing another song that everyone has to, you know? Look. So the question is Baal Teshaktsu pushed away because of Kavod HaBrios? It's embarrassing. So Isser Baal Teshaktsu Nidcha Mimnei Kavod HaBrios. The Isser Baal Teshaktsu is pushed away because of Kavod HaBrios. Kagoin Hamashin Nekavad Shimotsi Mokim Tsonua. Another thing. The guy's walking on Times Square. Oh, the Mishabruah says, if you got to go to the bathroom, you got to go right away. So now what? He's supposed to, in the middle of Times Square? So we push off the Isser Baal Teshaktsu because of Kavod HaBrios. We say, you know what? We'll allow you to wait until you get to a bathroom. So this is surprising to me because I thought the Isurim Lavin are only pushed off because of Kavod HaBrios if it's a Durabanan. But a Dairaisa, we say, Ein Chachma, Vein Tvuna, Vein Das, Neged Hashem. Let's say somebody's wearing a Hugo Boss robe and nothing underneath, and he's walking down the street. Now, that was a big mistake, not to wear anything underneath. And someone comes over, you know, Hugo Boss is Shatness. Did you check it for Shatness? So the halacha is, he has to take it off in the middle of the street. I covered up Rios. Too bad. You can't violate a law, right? That's halacha. Only Shatnez Derabanan, the Gemara comes out, is pushed off because of Kavod HaBrios. So why is the Isser Baal Teshaktsu pushed off because of Kavod HaBrios? But L'chayr, it's a Dairaisa. The answer is... The Dirshu, not... I just saw the second. In Siman Sadi Beis, the Isser Baal Teshaktsu is only Derabanan. The Isser Baal Teshaktsu is only the Rabbanan. Where is this? Isser Zeh, Kasav L'Kaman, Sin Sali Beis, Shein Amad Rabbanan. Now, what about the Yisra of Loya Becha Akar? Isn't that a Dairaisa? Loya Becha Akar is a Dairaisa. For somebody to drink Kois Shel Ikrin, L'char is a Dairaisa. So then, let's say somebody drank some kind of medicine that would make them sterile. It's a Dairaisa. Even it's a Shaila whether to have a dog, right? It's a very big question. Can a Jew have a dog? Very, very questionable. Because you can't have a dog unless you sterilize it, and you're not a sterilizer, an animal. So, what do you do? Maybe you... What? Because otherwise the dog gets too aggressive. It's not practical. You can't... It's not shayach to have a dog. No, any kelev. Any kelev, you can't... It needs to be sterilized for it to live with people. Otherwise they... when they say it's man's best friend, you know? So how do you have a dog? So you gotta sell. So you gotta sell to a guy. The store sell. You know. Anyway, so what about loya b'chal akar? Now this is a very interesting thing. How does holding in, urinating, make a person sterile? So in the times of the Gemara says that a person had two different pathways, one for Meiraglayim and one for Zera. And somehow, by holding in the urination, it will then cause a rupture in the tube that emits the zera. Chazoinish says, "Bizmanenu nishtane hateva," and there's only one passageway. And Mamela, the Dirshu brings that the Poskim say, according to Chazoinish, the lav of lo yibacha akar is not shayach bizmanaza. But theoretically, let's say in at a time that there was a lav of lo yibacha akar, which is lachar dairaisa. Oh, that would not be pushed off for Kavod HaBrios. It's only Baal Teshaksu is pushed off for Kavod HaBrios. Taka, Laya B'cha Akar, is not pushed off for Kavod HaBrios. So if somebody back in the day, I don't know, 500 years ago, somebody would have to urinate, they would have to do it publicly. Why? Because Laya B'cha Akar, we cannot push off a Dairaisa for Kavod. Here's the bottom line. If we're dealing with this Dairaisa, you cannot say, well, it's embarrassing. If we're dealing with an Issa D'Rabbanon, there's more flexibility. Okay. Hamasha milahafiach. Even though somebody who holds in defecating is oiver bal teshaksu, somebody who holds in passing gas is not oiver bal teshaksu. So therefore, if somebody's in a public area, you're allowed to do that. Next halacha. Dalet. Kisha yikanes lebeis hakisei yoimar hiskabdu mechubadim. Naftali, when you enter the bathroom, you should, I don't mean you specifically, everyone in the room, right? I'm just picking on you. When a person enters the bathroom, you see a person always has two angels on their side. Like by Eliot now, there's an angel on the right side, angel on the left side. Thing is, they don't come into the bathroom with you. So they wait at the door. So it's not nice. You just walk into the bathroom and like the malachim, hey, where are you going? So you have to like take leave of them. Say, basically, I'll be right back. That's the hamasha mila. Okay, kisheyikanes lebeis hakisei. When you enter the bathroom, you should say hiskabdu mechubadim. You should say, be honored, honorable ones. Basically, stay right here. I'll be right back. I'm not going anywhere. Just, you know. We appreciate the service.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.